Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
The Mandy Connell Show is sponsored by Bell and Pollock Accident and Injury Lawyers.
Now, it's Mandy Connell on KOA News Radio, the voice of Colorado.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a very short Thursday edition of the show, but not half hour. We got a full hour. I said half hour yesterday, and then Coop was like, yeah, you know you have got an hour to fill. Well, my friends, I can fill that no problem. I'm your host for the next hour, Mandy Connell. Dave Lauer, the intrepid producer, also here as well. Hi, Dave.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And we get Grant.
I'm back.
Grant with his funky facial hair that we just had a whole conversation about off the air. Grant is currently sporting a Van Dyke, which is a mustache and a soul patch, that tiny beard right under your lip. You know what I'm talking about. And oddly, though, I find it kind of entertaining because the things that young men are doing to their facial hair right now make me laugh. I have seen some mustaches over the past couple of weeks that were like Magnum PI mustaches, and God love all of you. I love facial hair on a man. I do. I love it. I hate it when Chuck shaves all of his facial hair. I just don't like it.
Well, if you're going to grow it, you got to have some fun with it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm thinking about
it. I never know what Grant's going to look like from day to day.
Because I know, it's exciting.
Every day I see him, he shaves off a different part and grows in another part.
Yeah,
so
there
it's
you
like,
go.
What's he done today?
I think I'm going to start talking to other menopausal women about rocking the facial hair for, you know, if you guys can do it, we can do it too.
I don't know how that will be received.
Awesome. Well, you know. Anyway,
so, I don't think Van Dykes work on women very well.
Well, you know what, Dave? I'm sure there's a woman out there that can prove you wrong somewhere out there.
She's not in Denver.
A lot of women are now embracing their facial hair. They've stopped fighting it and are embracing it. And I say more power to you. I'm not going to be one of those people. Just to let you know, I'm going to fight it with every fiber of my being. But, you know, you never know. May get bored fighting it and decide to do something different. I just am not
ready to
sign up for the bearded lady at the circus gig yet. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I can't ever see you do that.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. I'm just being sarcastic. Okay, so we have an hour show and I'm squandering it. I'll tell you, we do have a big blog today and we have an interview coming up at 12:35. So we have all of these things working, and I'll jump right in and tell you that you can find the blog at KOANewsRadio.com. You can click on anything that says Mandy Connell full schedule, or just look for the headline that says Mandy's Thursday blog, an Abel Shepherd event, and then Baseball Eats the Show. Click on that, and here are the headlines you will find within.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American, all the ships and clippers at sea. Let's go to press flash.
Today on the blog, join this cool event to raise money to save babies. Grant's latest podcast episode is out. If you're in Cheyenne, go do some push-ups tonight. Critical race theory is being taught at the Air Force Academy. Nasty Boulderites send threatening emails to charities over planned dinners. Chicago Public Schools is making condoms available to fifth graders. And there are traffic cameras that detect if you're wearing a seatbelt or not. Dr. Fauci goes on MSNBC to try and get conservatives vaccinated by insulting them. But they are just trying to save you. Don't you get that? How coal is a player in the electric car business? Three bad nights of sleep can wreck you. And how much time do I have left? Now Euler's disc, playing with time. And this is the kind of solar project I can get behind. Those are the headlines on the blog at KOANewsRadio.com on the Mandy Connell page. And we have Jimmy Graham coming up from Abel Shepherd coming up at 12:35. Abel Shepherd is a really cool organization. And after yesterday's conversation about people not having friends, this may be an organization that some of you may find appealing in order to expand your friend group with people that kind of have the same concerns and thoughts that you do. They have a really interesting fundraiser event coming up this weekend. We're going to talk to him about it. And it's a fundraiser to benefit Alternatives Pregnancy Center in Denver. They offer alternatives to abortion to pregnant women. So we're going to talk about that. Grant's latest podcast episode is out, and he talks to Charlie Foulkes. And what are you doing, Grant? Can you talk about your podcast for a second?
I can always talk about my podcast.
Talk about my podcast.
Yeah, and it's available on the free iHeartRadio app or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I've known Charlie for quite some time. I didn't know him well, but he's served in the Peace Corps. He's worked with the Special Olympics. He's worked with an organization that helps kids with their dental hygiene. He's just a helper, a giver. He likes to give back, and I wanted to pick his mind about that and some other things, and we had a great conversation.
Do you think that, did he indicate, and I have not listened to your podcast yet this week, did he indicate that his acts of service are what keep him as a human being happy?
Yes, it was. And he said that, you know, the experiences have really shaped who he has become over life, you know, living in different parts of the world and seeing people that have disadvantages that he doesn't have personally. It really put things in perspective for him. So he carries it with him to this day.
Fantastic. That is on the iHeartRadio podcast. It's the Taking It for Granted podcast. You can also get to it by going to KOANewsRadio.com and clicking on our podcast page. It's up there as well. Hey, so yesterday, day before yesterday, we talked to Darren Hafford about his push-up challenge, Dave. You remember this just a couple of days
ago. Yes, I do.
Well, he did his push-ups last night in Denver, and Navy and Army veteran Scott Jackson, one of our listeners, showed up to join him in his 50 push-ups. So I have a picture of Scott on the blog today, sitting there with Darren, and Darren called me today to let me know he was so excited that someone came and did push-ups with him, but he's going to be in Cheyenne tonight. And I know that we have a lot of listeners in Cheyenne because I get emails from them all the time and text messages from them all the time. So if you want to go and join Darren or just support him as he does his push-ups, he's trying to raise awareness for veteran suicide. And I'd love it if you're in Cheyenne tonight. He'll be there at 7:30 on the steps of the state capitol. Yes, Dave.
If you look at this photo of Scott and Darren, it's obvious this photo was taken before they did the 50 push-ups. Yeah. They're both smiling and relaxed.
Yeah, I don't know, but they are staring into the sun. So, you know, they do have a little squinty in your eyes there. But I'm just so happy. And I think I've got him, Darren, set up to do interviews with some of my talk radio friends in other markets. So I'm hoping that by the time he gets a few of these under his belt, that in the next 50 days, other states and other people are going to come out and support him as he does this. It's just such a cool thing. And you can always still make a donation to him as well. So if you're in Cheyenne tonight, go do push-ups or just provide moral support for Darren on the steps of the Capitol. I would appreciate it. So interesting stuff about critical race theory. This critical race theory fight is coming to a very pitched head, I think, right now. People who support critical race theory are trying to recast it as just teaching American history. That is not accurate, and it belies what lies underneath critical race theory's underpinnings, which are all in Marxism. They're all about redistributing wealth based on, it's crap. It's absolute crap. My issue with critical race theory more has to do with the fact that it is also determined that there is a permanent victim class and a permanent oppressor class because white people are inherently racist and act out of only racist motives, and that black people are permanent victims and no matter what they do, they cannot get ahead. Which is ridiculous. All you have to do is look at the success rates of people who come from African nations as immigrants. They don't feel it. You know, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but this is just crap. And now it's being recast as we just need to teach about American history. No, we absolutely need to teach about American history, but that ain't critical race theory.
I'll tell you, I am thrilled that the head of the National Teachers Union has come out so strongly for critical race theory and showed what the Teachers Union is really about. And I'm thrilled with that. And the lines are drawn. It's parents against teachers, not all teachers, some teachers, and the philosophy of the left.
I think that coming off the year of COVID, where people have been homeschooling and the teachers unions have been actively working to keep kids out of schools, this is the wrong side of the battle to be on, because overwhelmingly, Americans do not want this toxic stew ideology taught to their kids, whether they are black or white. Guess what, kids? Even black people say, no, I don't want my kid to be taught he is a victim, she is a victim. That's not a productive way to live. So,
and what the head of the teachers, what the head of the teachers union is basically saying is, parents, it's none of your business. This is our job. We know what we're doing. Shut up.
and sit down.
And parents are not going to take that.
No, they've shown it by showing up. And here's the thing about parents showing up at school board meetings. That has such a snowball effect. When people see other parents standing up to their local school boards, it empowers them. It empowers them to go to their local school board and regain their voices with the school boards and say, we will not do this. We will not comply with this. We will not allow this to happen. So this is turning into quite a fevered discussion. And it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out, because it seems that everyone in power wants to make sure that we are all debilitated, separated, and angry at each other, including a political science professor at the Air Force Academy. After Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin got really snotty in D.C. with members of Congress about critical race theory, we don't teach critical race theory. It's a spurious argument. Well, he needs to talk to a political science professor who went to the Washington Post to talk about how she proudly teaches critical race theory to our cadets at America's Air Force Academy. So either she is more powerful than the Secretary of Defense, or he needs to do some, like, get on the phone, you know?
You make such a great point there. Whatever your opinion of this situation, who is in charge?
Yeah, who's running
things? You know, she should be gone tomorrow. In the military, that's usually the way it is. You don't hear critical arguments from the military about the military unless they're retired and there are no consequences. But yeah, this is crazy.
I have been told, Dave, by a graduate of the Air Force Academy, now confirmed by another graduate of the Air Force Academy that I have spoken with, that the Air Force Academy is like full on run by a completely progressive ideology now. And that someone asked my friend for a recommendation to the Air Force Academy, and he said, I would not send my child to the Air Force Academy at this point in time. And he's a graduate. And then I have another friend who is not only a graduate, but also taught there briefly. And they say, no, I would not send my kid to the Air Force Academy at this point. And that's terrible. I mean, that's a shame. That's
more than a shame. It's scary.
Yep.
What is their mission?
Yeah,
is it to defend the United States or to be politically correct?
Exactly.
We don't know the answer.
No, nasty Boulderites are sending threatening emails to charities. I love this story because it really shows who these people are.
It's so Boulder.
So Boulder, the Boulder Reservoir, if you've been there, it's very undeveloped. There's nothing out there. They have like a building with bathrooms and changing rooms or whatever. But it's it should be a nice recreation area. And it's really not. It's underdeveloped. And Boulder decided a few years ago that they were going to change that. And they were going to add in like a little restaurant where you could get snacks, so you could go to the Boulder, you know, the reservoir beach and then hang out for the day and they could make some money. Well, they were toying with the idea of doing these dinners at night with this restaurant that they brought into the reservoir. Haven't even done them yet. Now, you have to understand that this entire process has been done in public. They have gone so far as to get noise monitors that they have put at the edge of the reservoir's property, so to ensure that they are not creating any havoc for the neighbors around them. They have brought in environmental studies to make sure that none of this is going to disturb any of the natural nesting grounds of any of the birds that are at the Boulder Reservoir. But none of that was good enough for the snotty environmentalist wackos who live around the Boulder Reservoir, because when they started scheduling dinners that were to benefit charities at this new little restaurant, the Boulderites, who don't want any of the other taxpayers who are paying for the Boulder Reservoir to enjoy it, sent nasty, threatening letters to the charities saying, we're going to photograph everyone coming in. We're going to stand at the gates with a bullhorn and harass everyone who comes to your event in order to get them canceled. This is what people who have their houses in. This reminds me of one of my favorite jokes, Dave. Hey, Dave, what's the difference between an environmentalist and a damn dirty developer?
What?
A damn dirty developer wants to build houses in the woods. The environmentalist already has their house in the woods.
Thank you.
Try the buffet. I'll be here all week. That's what you get at Boulder. Now, coming back, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Jimmy Graham from Abel Shepherd, but I'm not totally positive. We've been playing a little bit of a tag right now. If not, we got more stuff on the blog. Traffic cameras to detect wearing your seatbelt. Chicago public schools giving condoms to fifth graders. Fifth graders.
In the fifth grade, I'm not exaggerating. I don't think I ever knew what a condom was in the fifth grade.
Yeah, well, times have changed. That's what they say.
They
times
sure have changed.
Changed.
Wow.
Dr. Fauci goes on MSNBC to urge vaccine-hesitant Americans. A lot of
And what do we have to say to that?
Shut up, Dr. Fauci!
Thank you.
Yeah, because saying get over it, get over this political statement, just get over it and try to save the lives of yourself and your family is not the way to do it. It's not. And then you've got to see this video. This is insane. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra said the following. When asked if it was really the government's business, who was vaccinated and who was not, he said, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. No, it really isn't. Nope. Nope.
Who asked you to save my life?
Are they going to every type 2 diabetic who's on Medicare's home to make sure there's no sweets there? Are they? Hmm. I'm just asking.
Pass the
Hello,
chocolate.
Susan Witkin.
Hello, yeah. Mandy Connell. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever had the Beyond Meat thing?
I have not wanted to try it, honestly. The whole thing icks me out, and there's chemicals and stuff in it that I don't know about.
So Tal and I ordered some, and we made it all up, and we're about to take a bite, and we went, yeah, no. Seriously.
What are you talking about?
No. We're talking about Beyond Meat, fake meat. Now there's fake chicken.
The fake meat. Oh. Yeah.
And
now,
does the
is that thicken? Do you call it thicken? Fake chicken?
Wait
thicken?
A minute. You know how, like, if you eat something like, oh, I don't know, frog legs or something, you go, what does it taste like? Oh, it tastes like chicken. What's fake chicken taste like? I'll tell you, 12:30 right here, KOA News Radio, 8:50 a.m. Oh, yeah, we've got some really good news coming your way, too, of substantial stuff. 12:30, KOA News Radio, 8:50 a.m., 94.1 FM.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Welcome back. We're happy to have you. We've only got one more segment, and I just want to throw something out. This got by me this morning. Remember Michael Avenatti, the attorney who was on CNN 122 times, on MSNBC 108 times, as he worked very diligently to discredit the president? He's being sentenced today for extorting Nike for $20 million. I wonder if he's going to be on CNN tonight. What? It'll look good in his orange jumpsuit. Okay, I got to guess because there's an event coming up this weekend that is very, very cool, first of all, the event itself, and I am excited to learn more. But more importantly, it benefits a wonderful organization. It's put together by the team over at Abel Shepherd, and Jimmy Graham from Abel Shepherd is joining me now to talk about the Family Mountain Adventure. Hi, Jimmy. Good to see you again.
Hey, how you doing? Good seeing you.
I'm doing fantastic. Let's start for a second with Abel Shepherd, and then we'll move on to the fundraiser. Give people a thumbnail sketch of what Abel Shepherd does.
So, as you well know, my background in the SEAL teams for over 15 years, and then worked for the CIA's GRS program, so bodyguards for the CIA, think of it that way. We basically take that information, all the training, that very good podcast, I think it was the one previous, very good on the guns and talking about that whole problem. Exactly what we do. So, you know, your guest had said that, you know, that it's more than just shooting guns. There's so much more to this. And on an elite level, that's what we train. So I just wrote an article. I'm a fellow in community safety for Colorado Christian University's Centennial Institute on exactly what you talked about. It's called Good Samaritans as Active Shooter Responders, What You Need to Know. Because there's much more than just firing a firearm.
Correct.
So that's exactly what we do for citizens, for people that want to defend themselves and their loved ones.
Okay. So what is happening this weekend? And you're doing a fundraiser, but it doesn't benefit you guys. You've got a new, you've got somebody else on deck to benefit on this one. Tell me about the, what is it? The Family Mountain Adventure. Let's start with what it is first.
Well, we're cut from the same cloth as you to where we can talk about this all day long, but then everything I say now accountability falls on me to what are you going to do about it? Right.
Right.
So one of the things I'm passionate about is pro-life. I think it's the sin of our generation. We need to stop killing our unborn children. So that's the one that this is focused on. And we tried some things that weren't really us. We love adventure. We love protection. We love all of this stuff. So truly it's meeting at Grace Chapel Church in Castle Rock at 10 a.m. You're going to get a treasure map with your family. You're going to get snacks and alternatives. Pregnancy Center will be there talking about this. Then you go on a scavenger hunt of sorts that gets you and your family up in those mountains. So they're going to be driving. There's stops along the way. There's water balloons and bows and arrows and throwing knives and all that stuff.
Oh, it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
It's so cool, right? So it's like, hey, this is very much us, but the main reason, obviously we want to support those on the front lines fighting for our unborn children, but then also get families in the habit of getting active and supporting what you say you believe.
Well, not only that, there's a couple things that work here. One, what a great way to spend a day with your family. I just think this sounds, yeah. we're out of town this weekend, or we would be here for this because this awesome. Sounds super cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately, one of the big knocks that I hear often from people who are passionately pro-choice or pro-abortion, they say, you know, pro-rights, pro-choice people, they don't do anything. Pro-rights, pro-life people don't do anything to support the parents, to support the people who are pregnant. They just want to make you have that baby and then they walk away. So the Alternatives Pregnancy Center is one of those places that provides that service and it provides that need. It helps yeah. people who are facing an unwanted pregnancy and encourages them to keep the baby. But what other services do they provide?
And that's an amazing part. So it's an entire area that needs attention, meeting as myself as a man of faith, and you know, I wear my faith in my sleeves, a Christian man. Say somebody did have an abortion. It's not like you throw them to the side. It's like they need some care. They need some love and forgiveness, all this other things, support the rest of their life. This is a traumatic thing. So it's, you know, going to provide counseling. They're going to provide ultrasounds, all this stuff to try to always deter away from making that decision. But if you were a person that did that, they've also got resources to help you through that, you know, the difficult time.
So that's what we're raising money for. Tell me a little bit about this adventure. Like how long, how far are you driving? You just mentioned knife throwing and water balloons. And things like that. So now I need to know more about that.
Again, we really wanted to like take the excuses out of it because I'm very just big on, hey, we can talk all day long, but then it's followed by action. You can complain about the government, but you better follow up with a truth, with an action, with a something, or else you leave people broken or confused, right? So somebody's got to start putting this out. We say, when it's dark, shine brighter. You got to be the light. So there's no excuse to not go out and have good. One of those things is this family, like Family Research Council puts this out. You got to start with the space between your feet, you know, make that solid ground and start with your children and then go outboard. So we're like, hey, let's start there. Let's make it as easy as possible. Get in your vehicle. It's not like some rough mountain road. It's
like you don't need a 4x4, right?
You don't need any of that. Right. And you don't have to be a family. We got people coming out to volunteer and you're going to drive. It's approximately an hour and a half to 2 hour route if you didn't stop, but we want you to stop for 15, 20 minutes. We want you to jump in the river. There's going to be little points and you know, you're going to drawing and there's baskets and we've got amazing sponsors that have chipped in. So you're going to win something, but at the end of the day, we benefit an amazing cause and get a taste in your mouth for saying, hey, I like this whole, you know, standing by what I believe.
So this almost sounds like a poker run or a motorcycle ride. Motorcyclists yeah, kind of, do this of, all the time.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy, like I got to tell this you, is... like 15 years ago, I pitched this as an idea in a different city. I pitched this as an idea. I'm like, why don't we get in our cars and drive around different? And they were like, that's the dumbest idea I ever heard. I go, motorcyclists do it all the time.
Oh,
so
man.
Obviously.
This is what my kids are doing. We are renting. Tomorrow I go to Colorado Moto Adventures and I go pick up a Ural. It's a Ural. It's a Russian word. It's an old World War II motorcycle, but they're brand new. They're retro.
Right.
With a sidecar. And my kids are going to be in a sidecar. We're going to do this loop zipping around with kids in a sidecar. It's going to be amazing. But again, it's going out there and saying, you know, let's go out here and live what we say we believe. And then let's make a habit of that. And let's get after it.
You know, yesterday we talked about a survey that came out that showed that especially men are suffering from a dearth of friendships. They are that what was like 15% of men say they have no close friends at all.
Yeah.
Able Shepherd is also about building and creating that community as well.
And absolutely. That's the best part about it, quite frankly, that I didn't plan on. I can't take credit for that. I wanted to teach people how to defend their families based on my experiences at these elite levels. But what actually happened is created these bases of communities all over South Denver. And now we're getting requests to open one up north of Denver. Since we last spoke, we've just been growing and growing and growing and reaching out to hundreds of people, going and giving these talks at churches and saying, are you prepared? This is a good way to live, you know, and making sure that you are responsible. And I heard your guest say it. It's not the police's duty to protect you. It right. doesn't say protect and serve on the police cars anymore. Read them. What yeah. does it say? Dedicated to service. It says service and excellence, but not protect. Why? It's not their job. It means that if you call 911 and there's somebody available, they'll come help you out. And if there's not, due to, you know, not funding the police and there's not enough and people walking off the job, or there's just other emergencies, which we've seen, nobody may come. They don't have any. I'm sorry, I don't have anybody. It's back to you. It's always been back to you. It's always been ultimately you to defend your family. And there's responsibilities that go with that.
I'll take that one step further. I got an email today from someone who works at the Aurora Police Department. They're so understaffed that they are breaking up other specialized units like narcotics right. and SWAT and putting them back on patrol. So to your yeah. point, if there is some situation where there are multiple there are multiple situations at one time in Aurora, I don't think I would have any confidence that there would be police available. And it's not the police's right. fault. It's that they don't have the bodies to yeah. to cover these patrol shifts. I mean, that's the reality that we live in right now. And if you're not planning on protecting yourself, you're essentially saying, I am an easy target. I'm a soft target. Right. I have no backup plan. I've got 911. And if I'm 20 minutes away from where the cops are, you can do whatever you want. That's essentially
right.
what that is.
Right. And that's not, and it's not no fault of their own. Like we just believed something that was not true. So the truth is, it's your responsibility ultimately, period, to defend your family. That's the deal. Like that's yeah. the protection means bodyguard. So if you had a bodyguard next to you, then you'd probably be protected, but you don't. It's not realistic. I can't assign you. It's the town can't assign each of us a bodyguard. It's just not sustainable, right?
Well,
it's always been you're in charge of you and you pay taxes. So if they're available, someone will come help. Why? Because we live in a relatively safe community if you're thinking globally,
right?
But if it doesn't work, you're up. And most people say, but I called 911. Okay. And they didn't come. Again, you're up. It's on you now.
Yeah.
So people don't take that. We do scenario-based training the same way that elite levels train this. And quite frankly, I'm speaking to law enforcement too. You're in working in unity with me to protect my family.
Right.
And when you show up, if it is a good day and you show up, there needs to be a responsible transfer of power where neither one of us gets hurt.
Right.
That's the way by design elite levels do this. Right. But we both have to know the game plan responsibly. I have police officer friends. You got a gun, Jimmy, I'm going to shoot you. That's an irresponsible statement because you actually work in unison with me and for me on some level.
Right.
That means if there's two good guys, the last thing I want is somebody getting hurt. There's a way to do that, but you don't practice it. It's time to practice it.
Jimmy, when is the event? It's Saturday, right? Saturday,
it's
this Saturday.
Saturday at Grace Chapel at, in Castle Rock. Registration starts at 9:30. We're going to start launching people at 10. Goes from 10 to 2 p.m. Going to be a great day.
I love the fact that you guys are asking for a $200 per family donation, but you're very clear. If you don't have $200, you're welcome to come and participate.
Absolutely. And you don't have to have family. If you got nothing going on, and like you said, those communities, we have so many people that didn't have a friend. I wasn't aware of that. I meet people yeah. now, I didn't have a friend, and now they have 300.
Right.
They have 300 people. We go have barbecues and do all that. And then they start creating, you had no idea you lived down the street from an amazing guy.
Right.
They become Bible study, whatever. And now you guys are best buddies. That was a byproduct that I'm proud of.
Jimmy Graham with Able Shepherd. I appreciate your time so much. And I think that the Family Mountain Adventure event Saturday is going to be outstanding. It is on the blog, a link to their website, a link to both websites, actually the Able Shepherd website and the event website. Get out and make some friends, people, with great people like Jimmy and his team. Jimmy, I really appreciate you and all you're doing. We will talk to you again in the near future.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. Thank Appreciate you. It. That's Jimmy Graham with Able Shepherd. And now it's time for the most exciting segment on the radio of its kind in the world of the day. Okay. It's just me and Grant today because I told BK we only had a half hour show and he was traveling or something.
Yeah. He had a flight to catch anyways.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk. We've got Mandy. We've got Grant. It'd be like old times when I beat you up. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me guess. It's going to be rhyme time today.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not. We haven't had a lot of rhyme time lately, I'd like to point out.
No, I feel
it
like
throws me a bone every once in a while.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It really isn't.
Really not fair. Okay, go ahead.
She lives by prime time. Anyway, the word for today is a verb, and it is perorate. P-E-R-O-R-A-T-E. Perorate.
Perorate means to charge in advance.
Verb.
To charge in advance. Is that it?
That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
Dang it. Thought for sure I was going to get it.
It's to put something back together.
No, it isn't.
No.
The perorate is actually to speak at length. For example, the bride begged her father not to perorate at her wedding.
Uh-huh. That's good to know. I'm going to need
long speeches.
What enormous musical instrument did French violin maker Jean-Baptiste Vaillant invent in 1850? What enormous musical instrument?
Enormous. That's
I'm
going to
say the
stand-up like
bass. It's got to be the stand. He's a violin guy, though. Don't you think it's the bass?
It's got to be the bass.
Probably.
The octobass, a stringed instrument that stands almost 12 feet tall, making it significantly bigger already than the large double bass.
You have to be 7 feet
up?
Tall to play the
no,
damn.
You have to stand on a ladder.
You got to stand up on a little platform or something.
Not a lot of that in today's orchestras. No.
What do you play? Octobass. I have to have a truck to get it from gig to gig, but it's fine.
Sounds like a superhero's instrument.
For the portability. Gosh.
Octobass could be a really cool superhero with a very deep voice and eight arms. Go ahead, Dave. What is our Jeopardy category for today?
Category for today is mind blowers. And it will be self-explanatory. Here we go. Decca Records rejected signing this band in 1962, saying, we don't like their sound. Grant.
Who are the Beatles?
You are correct.
Oh!
We don't like their sound, and guitars are on the way out. So Decca Records said.
Big hit and a miss there.
Somebody got fired over that one.
Someone got fired. You know it. Next one. This Prez second inaugural address was the shortest in history, only about 30 seconds long, possibly due to bad teeth.
Mandy, who was George Washington? Mandy,
you are correct.
Yeah.
1-1. Okay, hemp for victory was a U.S. government slogan to urge farmers to help win this war.
Grant.
Grant.
What is Vietnam?
Wrong.
No.
Good guess, but wrong. Mandy.
Hemp for victory. Nope. I don't want to. No, I'm not going to guess because I've already got
keep
one.
That point.
We're tied. Yeah, I can't afford to lose
it's
on something.
Still 1-1.
I'm going to guess the Civil War unofficially. I think it is the Civil War. Is that it?
And unofficially, you're wrong.
Oh, good. Then I'm glad
you're not really wrong because it was World War II.
Oh, dang it.
So it's
1-0.
It's 1-0.
No, it's
0-1.
One,
yes.
Oh, I missed
that one. Got it wrong.
That wasn't an official. I said
I got it wrong.
No, yours wasn't.
Oh,
he got it wrong.
Don't worry. We're not taking your points here.
Sorry, loser. I mean, go ahead, Dave.
Oh,
go ahead.
She is competitive.
Glad to be back.
She?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are about 4,000 species of mammals, 8,700 species of birds, and 1 million known species of these creatures.
Grant.
Grant.
What are reptiles?
Wrong.
Minus one, and I'm going to go, Mandy, what are insects?
Duh.
You are correct.
Yeah,
I knew right when I said it.
Uh-huh.
That just about buries you, Grant.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
let's do the last one
quickly.
For the
we
audience.
Got 30 seconds.
In 2002, the Hormel Corporation produced its 6 billionth can of this foodstuff.
Mandy, what is chili?
Yes. Wrong.
Oh!
Grant.
Grant.
What is Spam.
You are correct.
Yes, Grant's back to zero. I win 1-0 baseball. Coming up next, I'm off tomorrow. Mike Rosen is in. I'll be back Monday. Keep it right here, Rockies Baseball, or listen to Grant's podcast right here on KOA News Radio.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.